This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, there are 165,000 COVID-19-related deaths with 2.4 million confirmed cases. In the U.S., more than 40,000 have died from it with 764,000 confirmed cases. The global health crisis is taking a nasty political turn with tensions worsening between governments locked down to keep the coronavirus at bay and people yearning to restart stalled economies and forestall fears of a depression. Protesters worrying about their livelihoods and bucking infringements on their freedom have taken to the streets in some places. A few countries are acting to ease restrictions, but most of the world remains unified in insisting it's much too early to take more aggressive steps. In the United States, there is clear evidence of the mounting pressure. The Trump administration says parts of the nation are ready to begin a gradual return to normalcy. Canadian police say at least 16 people are dead after a shooting rampage across the province of Nova Scotia. The suspect was identified as Gabriel Wortman, and authorities say he had disguised himself as a police officer in uniform at one point and mocked up a car to make it seem like a Royal Canadian Mounted Police cruiser. He was arrested by the RCMP Sunday in a gas station in Nova Scotia. One of the victims includes a Royal Mounted Police officer who was killed pursuing the suspect. It is also said that the suspect was, in fact, killed. Coronavirus is dealing a gut punch to the illegal drug trade, paralyzing economies, closing borders, and severing supply chains in China that traffickers rely on for the chemicals to make such profitable drugs as methamphetamine and fentanyl. One of the main suppliers is shut down in Wuhan, the epicenter of the global outbreak. The Associated Press interviews with nearly two dozen law enforcement officials and trafficking experts found Mexican and Colombian cartels are still trying their trade. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will use the Defense Production Act to increase manufacturing of swabs used to test for the coronavirus. Many governors have asked for weeks from the White House to further evoke federal powers to increase private industry's production of medical supplies as health officials work to slow the spread of the virus. Mr. Trump has generally been reluctant to do so. Survivors and loved ones of the 168 people killed in the Oklahoma City bombing were not able to get together this year to mark the 25th anniversary of the attack, but that didn't stop them from remembering it. The annual remembrance ceremony that would have been held this Sunday was canceled due to coronavirus restrictions. Instead, a video tribute to those killed was shown and included in the reading of the names of all who died in 168 seconds of silence. Former President Bill Clinton, U.S. Senator James Lankford, Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt, and Tony Award-winning actress and Oklahoma native Kristen Chenoweth were among those who delivered tributes to the pre-recorded video. Severe thunderstorms pounded parts of the deep south of the United States with hail, high winds, and drenching rain Sunday, as forecasters warn residents to brace for possible overnight tornadoes, as well as flooding across a region reeling from a deadly twister outbreak 1 week ago. Tornado watches ranged across parts of Louisiana and Mississippi into Alabama and Georgia on Sunday night. It was the second Sunday in a row that the South was hit with severe weather. Flash flood warnings were in effect around the region. The National Weather Service said that its Jackson, Mississippi office tweeted video of a roadway swash in rainwater in the city of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, saying some streets there were inundated by heavy rains from a severe storm late Sunday. Police in the state of Texas say that a passenger opened fire on a Dallas-area public bus before hijacking it with two people aboard and leading officers on a chase that included a shootout in which he was eventually killed and three officers wounded. Garland police officer Pedro Barreno says that the man got onto the DART bus around 11 a.m. Sunday in Richardson, just north of Dallas. He took the driver hostage and opened fire as DART officers attempted to stop the police, or stop the bus along the President George Bush Turnpike. He says the man led police on a chase to the suburb of Rowlett, where officers used a spike strip to stop the vehicle. And he says that the man continued shooting after exiting the bus. Police opened fire then and killed him. The wounded officer's injuries are not considered life-threatening. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.